Since 1979, you've been able to look to Michaels Optical for a beautiful selection of designer eyewear. You have looked at us for glasses and frames from infants to adults and top brand names in fashion eyewear like Silhouette, Oakley, Ray-Ban, and Maui Jim. You have looked at us at Michaels Optical to take advantage of the VIP savings and the convenience of no-hassle parking. You looked at us because we have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and our special one-of-a-kind personal service that you won't find anywhere else. So if you want the best in designer eyewear, here's where to look. Michaels Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Michael's Optical.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Only two head coaching openings remain in the NFL after the Browns filled theirs, according to our NFL Network insiders. Cleveland is hiring former Ravens offensive coordinator Todd Monken as its next head coach. Monken previously spent time in Cleveland as the Browns offensive coordinator under Freddie Kitchens in 2019. This marks just the second head coaching stop of his career after serving as head coach at Southern Miss from 2013 to 2015. Just the Cardinals and Raiders have head coaching openings left to fill. Meantime, Browns defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz, who was also a finalist for the head job in Cleveland, does not plan on staying with the team after Monken's hire. Despite a 5-12 record, the Browns finished fourth in the NFL in total defense in 2025. And the Titans hired former Giants head coach Brian Daboll as their new offensive coordinator. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. As a trusted leader in bathroom renovation, Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. Get half off installation or 18 months with no interest and no payments. Whether it's tub replacement, a shower replacement, or a tub to shower conversion, Bath Planet makes your custom bath fast, easy, and affordable. This special offer is only available by calling 800-208-8750. That's 800-208-8750.
Paid for by Bath Concepts Industries.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you can put your sports IQ to work on the games you know best. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. Buy or sell your predictions all game long. Trade every play with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant and swap.
Have you considered selling scrap gold or silver? Need some advice on strategies to buy gold? Midstate Precious Metals is here to serve you. Ron is a veteran, and his family-owned business is in Atascadero across the parking lot from the movie theater. Midstate Precious Metals is a reputable, certified dealer and can walk you through the process of selling coin collections or scrap jewelry. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. Stop in anytime just to chat. Midstate Precious Metals, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, you'll find a full assortment of rain gear, including waterproof jackets, pants, and bibs. And at D&J, Wolverine boots, 15% off. Long and short sleeve Western shirts, 20% off. And women's Levi jackets, 15% off. And don't forget, gift certificates are available as well as special orders. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, January 29th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School District teachers protest 1% cost of living adjustment. Vehicle fire blocks traffic on Highway 41. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the upper 60s. It's 39 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. Teachers and members of the Paso Robles Public Educators Union packed Tuesday's Paso Robles School Board meeting. PRP was there to protest a 1% salary increase and 1% off-schedule one-time payment that was previously offered by district administration during negotiations. Many speakers cited working multiple jobs just to make ends meet, and how a 1% increase would not cover the rising cost of living.
The financial reality of working in this district is unsustainable. Living in an area with a severe shortage of affordable housing, nearly 3/4 of my income goes directly to rent and basic living expenses. This leaves little to no margin to engage meaningfully in the community, attend after-school events, invest in my classroom, or invest in myself as an educator. Despite careful budgeting, I am unable to make ends meet without outside financial support, which is both humbling and disheartening as a full-time professional.
According to the PRP's website, they initially proposed a 5% raise and a district contribution to the health benefit cap. The school board discussed labor negotiations further during closed session. No action was reported when they reconvened to open session. Vehicle fire blocks traffic on Highway 41. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A vehicle fire on Highway 41 east of Atascadero blocked traffic in both directions for several hours. CHP received the report of the fire at about 10:34 a.m. near Roadrunner Lane in the Atascadero area. CHP's incident page said a white Dodge Ram was fully engulfed in flames on the roadside. Both directions of the 41 near Roadrunner Lane were closed, reopened later at about 1 p.m. City of Atascadero has officially released its 2026 event calendar, allowing residents to plan activities with family and friends. More than 24 events are planned throughout the year, including the Central Coast Craft Beer Festival, Saturday in the Park Concert Series, Holiday Boutique, Light of the Downtown, and New Year's Eve. More information for each of these events, both free and ticketed, can be found at visitatascadero.com. Interested vendors, bands for performances, or sponsors are encouraged to contact the city at 805-470-3360 or emailing events@atascadero.org. City of Paso Robles invites community members to attend the Coffee with the City, formerly with the Coffee with the City Manager event. Next session will take place tomorrow at 7:30 a.m., held in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewer, 1346 Railroad Street. Coffee with the City is an informative and informal community meeting designed to provide residents with insight into current issues and topics. Each session of Coffee with the City is scheduled for approximately 1 hour. Key topics for the January 30th meeting include looking back at key accomplishments in 2025, looking ahead at priorities for 2026, and introductions to staff members added over the past year. No registration for the event is required. In sports for the NFL, Seahawks and Patriots will face each other in the Super Bowl on Sunday, February 8th. In the NBA, yesterday the Warriors beat the Jazz 140-124, Cavaliers over the Lakers 129-99, the Hornets beat the Grizzlies 112-97, the Timberwolves over the Mavericks 118-105. Tonight, the Kings will face the 76ers, the Pistons will face the Suns, the Thunder will go against the Timberwolves. In California news, Scotty's Castle, a landmark in Death Valley National Park, has reopened for limited tours after 10 years. The castle is a 1920s vacation home for a millionaire couple and was a top attraction at the national park before it had to be closed due to flood repairs. San Jose's mayor, Matt Mahan, has announced he will run for California governor. San Jose is the state's largest third largest city, and the gubernatorial election for 2026 in California is currently stacked with over 24 candidates. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has confirmed they'll be present to conduct enforcement operations during the Super Bowl game in Santa Clara, California. Local officials say ICE has previously worked at the Super Bowl and other major sporting events, often present to prevent human trafficking and stopping the sale of counterfeit goods. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Working towards a more sustainable food system doesn't necessarily always have to start on the farm. Sometimes it begins in the kitchen. Clifford Pollard is the CEO and founder of Creamco Meats, and his path to the meat industry came through years spent cooking professionally. Pollard says his experience working with chefs showed him some gaps in the existing meat industry.
I cooked professionally in the Bay Area, and one of the things that I really saw my chefs struggling with was sourcing really high quality ingredients, and that whole California cuisine ethos, really focusing on the provenance of the vegetable or the ranch, the meat, the genetics, the breeds, the diets of these animals. Getting into that level of nuance when it came to sourcing was challenging for these chefs. There wasn't really a distribution platform that was also focused on those same types of attributes that the chefs were most interested in. Going through that myself, experiencing it firsthand, eventually led me down the path of wanting to build a better solution for those types of buyers, which has kind of blossomed into pretty large marketplace for of folks who are looking for those types of animals with pretty similar attributes, and Creamco is helping to connect those dots.
Creamco Meats is a USDA licensed meat processor that works with small scale farmers.
Get ready to bid on the equipment you need in the Ritchie Brothers Unreserved California Regional Event happening February 12th to 14th. Inventory is housed at Ritchie Brothers Tulare, Los Angeles, and Sacramento locations. With in-person inspections available, choose from agriculture equipment, construction equipment, and heavy transportation. Don't miss this great opportunity. Visit rbauction.com/Tulare to sign up. Again, that's rbauction.com/Tulare.
For over 40 years, the Ag Information Network has been providing news and information for the most important industry in the world, agriculture. The Ag Information Network gives you worldwide updates from local producers to regional organizations, from major crops like wheat and corn to animal agriculture to specialty crops like apples, almonds, and cherries. We report on stories that mean the most to you. Online at aginfo.net, the Ag Information Network, trusted and transparent journalism lasting for the next generation.
And that's today's Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hamrich.
A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946. They pioneered the use of PVC pipe and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge. For all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more, call A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. 238-1315.
Rich London, you're the mattress specialist, so tell me more about the mattresses on your floor.
Well, I've got some with special covers to make them cooler. I've got them with copper in the cover as well, so you get the benefits of copper just like on the other mattresses. You know, copper has healing powers, so it makes it where you get those things in your mattress, because that's where you're getting your rest and where you rejuvenate your body.
For a good night's sleep tonight and every night, see Rich London. He is the mattress specialist at 13th and Riverside, Paso Robles.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. California farmers who grow fruit for canned producers suffered a major setback this month as Del Monte Foods announced plans to close its only remaining cannery in the state. The cannery's closure will reportedly affect roughly 600 employees and 1,200 seasonal workers in Modesto. The closure ends Del Monte's more than 100-year history as a processor for California-grown fruits and vegetables, potentially leaving scores of farmers without a buyer for their produce. "It's difficult," said Rajin David, who grows cling peaches in Sutter County and chairs California's Canning Peach Association Board of Directors. "Growers are very upset about the situation," he said. In recent years, Del Monte contracted about 35% of California's cling peaches. Farmers who planted the fruit in orchards under long-term contracts with Del Monte said they were weighing their options and bracing for steep losses. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there is an animal hazard on Highway 1 near Hearst Castle Road. The animal hazard was reported just about 4 minutes ago, with CHP unable to report what the animal hazard actually is. CHP does not have a unit en route yet. Again, there's an animal hazard reported on Highway 1 near Hearst Castle Road. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero, where something new is happening this January. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear to partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the mid-30s, southeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 70s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday. Monday, sunny on Tuesday through Thursday next week. Mid-70s Saturday, low 70s on Sunday, upper 60s Monday, low 70s on Tuesday, mid-70s Wednesday, 75 a week from today. Currently, it is 41 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by K. Johns and Atascadero. Keep your radio on KPRL because this January, something new and exciting is happening at K. Johns. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are under pressure on Wall Street. One of the big decliners for the Dow is Microsoft, which is having one of its worst days since March of 2020. This comes after its earnings report, in which investors learned about its spending on AI.
$150 billion this year. How do I know that? Well, they spent $37 billion in one quarter times four. Street is saying we're not sure you can monetize that. That's the issue with Microsoft.
Fox's Lauren Simonetti. Oil prices surging nearly 5% as the market bets on a U.S. strike on Iran being imminent. The latest reading on the job market suggests that layoffs remained subdued last month. The number of new claims for unemployment benefits declined by 1,000 to 209,000. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
New Year's resolutions sound great on January 1st, but January 10th, not so much. This year, there's one resolution worth keeping: getting your finances in order. For many people, that starts with balance. Not just growth, but protection too. And that's where Noble Gold Investments comes in. For over a decade, they've made it easy for investors to add gold and silver to their portfolios and reduce market risk. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Don't you Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Durringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all trusts are not created equal, that they are endowed by their creator with certain alienable rights, that among these are powers to defer, avoid, or shift taxation, to shelter assets from creditors, that to secure these rights, trusts are created by me. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, LAWNEWS.TV.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 until 2, Karen, sound off. She'll have on Murray Powell talking about some pretty big issues going on with the Templeton CSD. And then let me just get you getting, remind you about Saturday morning, 6:05, it's Pure Country. Then Diane, wheeling and dealing on the Country Store. Jimmy's in, talking about cars. And Gary Brill, Jukebox Saturday night in the spotlight. You may have heard of him. His name is Elvis Presley. And also reminded, the Super Bowl is not this Sunday. It's the following Sunday, and we will carry that from Westwood One.
Oak Hill Market is your right choice for quality and freshness. The freshest meats, including their specialty burgers and homemade sausage. Oak Hill Market's deli features nightly dinner specials. Choose a wine from their extensive selection to complement that special meal. Great food, great prices, great selection. Oak Hill Market, locally owned and operated. Open 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, 7 to 9 Friday and Saturday. Make the short drive from town. It's well worth the trip. Oak Hill Market.
2, 1, Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Jim with Roosters Firearms. I just want to say from all of us at Roosters, we hope you had a very Merry Christmas, and we're looking forward to the new year. And speaking of the new year, we will see more handgun varieties entering California for your buying pleasure. And I will do my best to stock the most popular brands and models so you can come in, touch them, feel them, and check them out. However, the new year comes with some new firearms laws that take effect on January 1. All standalone barrel purchases must go through a licensed dealer for an in-person background check, and the sale of certain firearm parts will now require identification and age verification using a government-issued photo ID and your signature on a written acknowledgement.
This is Monica. From our Mall Hall family to your family, we certainly want to make sure that you will enjoy your visit to Roosters in the upcoming year. A new year means another new start and time to buy a new gun. Our staff is knowledgeable and friendly and ready to serve your needs. We look forward to seeing you at 98 South Main Street in beautiful downtown Templeton.
Chronicles of the West is brought to you by Roosters Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. When it comes to public opinion, as we shall see today, quite often being the underdog, and particularly a persecuted underdog, gets everyone's sympathy. In 1874, Jesse and Frank James were robbing banks and trains to the point the railroads decided to hire the Pinkertons to hunt them down. But the Pinkertons, in spite of their skill, weren't having any luck rounding up the James boys. Then, late in 1874, one of their agents, John Wincher, was found dead close to the James home. The Pinkertons were convinced that the Jameses had killed him, and they decided to raise the ante. Receiving information that Jesse and Frank were visiting their mother in Kearney, Missouri, on January 26, 1875, the Pinkertons surrounded the James home. In the process, they threw an incendiary device into the house to illuminate the interior, but it exploded. Unfortunately, it blew off the arm of Jesse and Frank's mother and killed their little brother. In addition to this, neither Jesse nor Frank were there. Although the Pinkertons never acknowledged they were responsible for the bombing, everybody knew they did it. From this point forward, the Pinkertons developed a low profile. The bombing convinced everyone the James brothers were innocent victims of the powerful railroads. The Missouri legislature even came close to passing a bill that would give amnesty to the Jameses. And Zerelda Samuel, their mother, was always willing to make public appearances, giving a melodramatic speech about how the evil railroads were persecuting her innocent sons. And it worked, too, because farmers throughout the region hid and protected the James brothers, so the Pinkertons were never able to catch them. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Whether you are filing taxes as an individual or business, we recommend Nick Medeiros on Morrow Road in Atascadero. Nick, what is the best way to set up an appointment?
The absolute easiest way is to give us a call at the office. It's 805-466-7249, and you're going to get one of three of our amazing staff to answer the phone and just lay out, you know, who you are, what you've got going on, and you need to make an appointment, and they'll find a slot that fits your schedule, and we'll be able to take care of you.
How many CPAs in your office?
There's three of us, and it's been that way for at least 4 years now. There's myself, there's Oscar Espinoza, and Esten Said, and we've got all history together. I mean, pushing back almost 20 years together of when we were young. But we're here and available to take care of folks and answer as many questions as possible.
Thank you, Nick. Call 805-466-7249 to make your appointment with Nick, Oscar, or Esten.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
It's not too late. With the holiday rush behind you, it's time to shop for you. The Blenders Winter Sale is in full swing with up to 50% off. Stop by the Blenders and see what's waiting for you. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Happy New Year from the Blenders, 538 12th Street in downtown Paso Robles.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. City of Paso Robles invites community members to attend Coffee with the City, formerly Coffee with the City Manager. The next session will take place tomorrow at 7:30 a.m. held in Patina at Cal Coast Brewer, 1346 Railroad Street. Key topics for the hour-long meeting include looking back at 2025, looking ahead at priorities for 2026, and instructions to staff members added and introductions to staff members added over the last year. Teachers and members of the Paso Robles Public Educators Union packed Tuesday's school board meeting. PRP was there to protest a 1% salary increase and 1% off-schedule one-time payment as a cost-of-living adjustment, lower than the 5% increase proposed by PRPE. The board took no action in closed session. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny skies today, highs in the upper 60s, it's 44 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm CJ Papa Bordizzar, Tom Homan, speaking about ICE enforcement operation in Minneapolis.
I'm staying for the problem's gone.
Adding,
everybody I talked to agreed, huh? But the community safety is paramount.
Homan described a new deal.
What we did agree upon is not to release public safety arrests back in the community, and they could be lawfully transferred to ICE.
Fox's Matt Finn explains.
Pivotal change. Tom Homan saying that the state attorney general here in Minnesota, Keith Ellison, says that jails can notify ICE when they are about to release a wanted criminal illegal alien.
Authorities say 16 individuals who violently assaulted federal officers and property in the state have now been arrested. And Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar announcing she's running for governor. She wants to replace the incumbent, Tim Walz, who's not running for re-election. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. When tax laws change, confidence matters. With the Big Beautiful Bill bringing new deductions, credits, and rules, your locally owned and operated H&R Block is here to help you make sense of it all. Our trusted tax pros stay up to date on the latest changes, so you don't have to. H&R Block helps you get every dollar you deserve, fast, accurate, and stress-free. This tax season, trust H&R Block to help you navigate the Big Beautiful Bill with confidence. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your taxes done right.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my bow. Snakes in my case.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Valley Fresh Market, the great new grocery store in Atascadero, is listening to the people in the North County. They have been dropping prices every day, and there's more to come. As you stroll through the store, try a complimentary taste of the coffee that they roast and grind daily in their store. The bakery makes wonderful fresh cookies, pies, and so much more in their in-house combi oven. The Valley Fresh Market Deli is your one-stop shop for feeding the family while you're busy. Self-serve cooked meatloaf, chicken, prairie pork, and Creekstone tri-tip. The salad bar is loaded with wonderful soups and fresh salad items, as well as hot food like the orange chicken. They even have homemade pizza dough in their pizzas. The meat department grinds their own burger and sirloin and house-made chorizo. And they are getting more and more organic foods all of the time to keep you healthy. Valley Fresh Market is family-owned and operated. Look for the suggestion boxes to let them know what you need. The freshest food from local people.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Going to be a nice one. Highs in the upper 60s. Couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-30s. And then sunshine on your Friday with highs in the low 70s. For your Saturday, expect mid-70s. Sunday, 70, upper 60s. Monday, low 70s. Tuesday, mid-70s. Wednesday and Thursday of next week. Again, no rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 3, up and down. 7:06 a.m., 5:28 p.m. We are at 44. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Once again, Murray Powell's going to be on with Karen this afternoon. Sound off, and that's 12:30 till 2. 12:30 till 2. And Murray, they'll be talking about quite a few issues going on with the Templeton CSD. So enjoy that this afternoon. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of Speech is brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there 24-7, same-day service, 805-466-6188. We are on the backstretch headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text at 75238-KPRL. Get in on it. Take advantage of it. Use us.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? You tell me you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth now, is
the Morning Exchange
real?
KPRL.
Alrighty, and let's see here. We did get some text in. Let's see here. Some good news. Well, some of these things that are sent over. Governor Brian Kemp announced Georgia opted into Trump's new school choice. Well, I don't know. It's not California. Okay, so let's see here. I'm sure some of you or many of you have heard about the Trump and the, what's it called, the Trump accounts? The Trump accounts. This would, he's been boasting about this. It's a new savings tool where money is invested in the stock market on behalf of a child. Now, the child can't access the money until they turn 18 and can only use it for specific purposes, such as paying tuition, starting a business, which all 18-year-olds do that. They start a business, or making a down payment on a house, again, which all 18-year-olds do that. After a parent opens account, the U.S. Treasury will contribute $1,000 for newborns. Private banks and brokerages will manage the money, which must be invested in United States equity index funds that track the stock market and charge the accounts no more than 0.10% in annual fees. Now, parents can contribute up to $2,500 annually in pre-tax income, much like they do for retirement accounts. Parents, employers, relatives, friends, local government, and other groups can also pitch in. Yearly contributions are capped at $5,000, but contributions from governments and charities don't count towards the total. I don't know how many of you think about this, but so we're basically going to be paying people to have babies. We already do that. We already do that in a social services form as the system gets abused. More kids they have, the more monthly money they get. And if it's Section 8, they get X amount of square feet for it. Paying parents to have babies and do the responsibility of what they're supposed to do is not what we should be doing. Sounds great, but it's just socialization, I think. Years ago, Tom Bardinaro, when he was running, I think it was against either Walter Capps or Lois Capps for the assembly, he had a fabulous commercial that he did, and it talked about the Social Security money that gets taken out of your paychecks. And last time Tom was in, I talked to him about it, and he did remember it, but obviously he doesn't have the text of it. And what was marvelous about it is because it pointed out that if you were to take the money that the government takes from your Social Security and you put it into your own private account, that at, you know, certain stages and, you know, based on the percentages at the time and so forth, and it is not a revolving percentage, but it changes, it's just like the stock market. But on average, people would have X amount of money by the time they reach retirement, and that would essentially be the Social Security. So the government wouldn't necessarily be, well, they wouldn't be involved in one way. I mean, you couldn't touch it until a certain age. It's your money, but it would be invested privately, and you'd have more money. That's from your hard sweat and so forth instead of the government taking it. So now we're going to pay people to have a baby and give them money. We already pay people in certain areas of this country and in the state to be good boys and girls and not commit crimes, and they get $500 a month. And now we want to do this. I don't know how many of you are in favor of it. I am, unless convinced otherwise, totally against it. All right, on the email, schools. As someone that is close to the person that is in charge of the maintenance program, it is constant and ongoing. It includes parking lots, grounds, plumbing, AC, and heating, and all aspects of building maintenance, which includes electrical, doors, windows, it goes on and on and on. A lot of the work there is done in-house, and some very good and fair local contractors. For someone to say that the school is lacking maintenance does not know the ins and outs of the situation. Just remember, the buck stops at the school board. They make and approve the decisions, and not always the right ones. Well, in-house, okay, well, stops at the school board, it does. But when the school boards are controlled by the unions, what do you think happens? There's no doubt that the school board, at least in Paso, it is controlled by the unions. Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd call on four different thoughts on conservative versus liberal. Maybe definitions or just descriptions. The first might be conservative was always considered way back a person who likes the way things are and doesn't want to make change, and the liberal wants to make change or any change. The second is back when we have memories when the culture of our country is more dominated by a biblical sense of morality and ethics. The third thought is people that prefer a financial responsibility, not spending more money than you take in. And the fourth one is a person that we define as someone who is not as liberal as somebody else. That is probably the worst definition, but we kind of use it too much nowadays.
Well, the one that struck me was that a conservative doesn't want change. You have to change.
Correct, but they like to make it.
Yes,
consciously think about it.
Right, and when mistakes are made, you make first. You know, see what caused the problem, but you have to adapt to the times. But that doesn't mean you have to go to the, you know, not directly your definition, but to the progressive end of things, where liberals do that, and our laws are, for the most part, are based on a morality anyway. It's in a religious way.
Yes.
I mean, and that's sort of. and that's somewhat pretty universal. You know, don't steal, don't lie, don't cheat, don't kill.
And where do those come from?
Well, it sounds like the Ten Commandments to me.
Correct.
I mean, it's, you know, people may get offended by that, but that's just the facts. I mean, I don't know why it's difficult for people to understand that or why they get upset when they hear that.
Somebody maybe, and they were exposed to way back, interpreted something poorly, or they didn't.
Mm-hmm. But the conservative side of, and it should be your household too. You don't spend more than you make.
Correct. That gets us into trouble.
Right. And, you know, I saw a statement I came across it this morning. But and Trump was making, I forget the statement about, you know, every president. It had to do with the amount of spending. And I thought, well, you know what? You've done the same thing too. You know, he's kind of putting the blame on, you know, some of the money in the United States on all the past presidents, or not all, but many of the past presidents. Well, you did the same thing, and you've spent a lot of money. And for those of you, yes, I voted for Trump and I like what he's doing, but come on.
I mean, people that give them in office, if they have an opportunity to spend money, they'll do it if they can justify it. If that makes sense.
Right. You know, I'm pretty tired. Okay, here he goes. He says, every president in modern history has left our children with nothing but debt. But under this administration, we're going to leave every child with real assets and a shot at financial freedoms. That's not, if you think about it, that's not the government's job. It's your job to go out and earn your financial freedoms, not by being born and the taxpayers having to contribute $1,000 to you. That's not how you go do it. Now, in my lifetime, I have heard every president and every generation since I was born say, well, we can't do that because it's going to impact, you know, our children and our grandchildren. I think that's one of the biggest BS things I've heard all my life, because every generation is overspent.
Correct.
And so, you know, when I hear it coming out of people's mouths, I'm thinking, you don't know what you're talking about, or, you know, it sounds good, but you're lying.
Pass the buck on to the next.
That's right.
And then it's going to, oh.
That's right. What do you, and part of it too, if you want to lump this in, is, you know, the same people say that they're complacent. They're too lazy, or they come up with an excuse why they can't go to vote. And then they bemoan the fact that, well, I didn't know that passed. Boy, that's going to cost us money and so forth. Come on, people. It's not that hard. It really isn't.
We get in a little, our life is comfortable enough that we don't want to, push for change. And
no, stuff. Well, I think that too, but I also think that life goes by so fast that when you get to the point when you're almost done with working, you go, oh man, this is going to be difficult. Why? Well, more than likely, well, not all the time, but you didn't do things. You thought that you were going to be taken care of.
And they're not.
Right, and it's not your job, or it's not my job to take care of you, and it's not your job to take care of me.
Starts at $50 a month when you're in your early 20s, and you should have enough when you retire, but that's another.
Well, there are circumstances. Well, when the government keeps running up what it costs to live, that becomes a problem.
Correct.
So,
and they'll change it to digital currency in the future is not going to, I don't like it, but it's going to happen, and we don't like that. You need another call?
I've got some things. But, the other part before you go is that we have the ability to change it if we wouldn't be so complacent and rely on two or three people in the community to do all the work.
Yeah, and we got California is the fourth, fifth largest economy in the world, and
we don't have any money.
Correct, and we explained why we don't want to leave it until we get enough money to move someplace else. And
mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Well, thank you, sir, as always.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Here. Let's see here. Oh man, listen to this one. This is on the email. While volunteering at one of the Paso Robles schools, I asked the teacher one of the questions all of the students were struggling with. I asked her, who was president during the Civil War? She didn't know the answer, but under pressure, she just guessed Monroe. A teacher? If that is indeed correct. Let's see here on the text. Ridiculous to start an account for each child. Should not be taxpayer funded. Also on the text, the reason California is spending more with less income is that they are buying votes to create their base of voters. Okay. Also on the text, I am hoping we won't soon have fake birth reported to gain the savings account. The system, again, and that's a good point. You're setting up potentially another system here to be abused. Again, the United States taxpayers have no business having $1,000 taken from them and given to somebody because they decide to have a kid. It takes no talent to have a child. The child is your responsibility. Think about that before you decide to have a child. It's not our responsibility. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Did anybody ever figure out why you can't make a left turn onto Oak Street from 24th?
Well, they put the signs up there.
Right. So, you know why they did that?
No, that's the mystery.
Yeah. Well, two cars, one in the intersection and one waiting to turn there, completely blocks off 24th Street. You can't go up it. It impedes the traffic at the light. The left-hand turn lane coming onto 24th Street and through traffic on 24th Street. Just go up, make a right or a left on Vine, circle back around, follow the rules. People do it all the time. It's not hard. It's not difficult. It's just the way it is.
Well, based on...
It's common sense.
Based on the picture that was sent to me, I noticed that where those... I think there's three signs. One says, no left turn, no U-turn, and I forget what the other. Okay, there's all that brick there and so forth. Would that have been wide enough for a turning lane?
No. No, if they took all the planter out of there and the trees, then, yeah, they could have made a turning lane there, but they didn't. Because you got people coming out of the school right there, and they pull up and they block that intersection so there's no traffic flowing through on 24th right there. So they can, so they want to make the U-turn. Plus, the other side of it is for parent drop-off. So you got kids getting in and out of vehicles over there on the other side of 24th, on the eastbound side of 24th Street, directly across from the school. That's why they don't want people flipping a U-turn. They don't want to make people make a left-hand turn there because everybody goes up and does it. I drive past that almost every day. And there's always some idiot trying to make a left-hand turn from the through traffic lane, and the signs right there says no. But they got to do it anyways.
All right. Could there?
It's just simple common sense.
Okay. In your experience, since you drive it a lot, you think they would have been able to then have it at designated times of the day, before school and after school, and then you don't have to deal with it on weekends and you don't have to deal with it with most of the hours throughout the day?
They could have, but then you'd have more signage there and it's just going to complicate things,
Oh, that's
like
right.
The 55 mile an hour sign on
right.
freeway for people throwing. They don't obey that at all.
Well, no, I understand, and a little sarcasm here, because that would be too much for people to handle.
Comprehend, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
All right, sir. Well, hey, thank you for contributing, especially from your experience of driving that road all the time.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Okay. You just can't fix stupid. Let's see here. Anything happened on this day in history before we say goodbye? Let's see here. The Freddie Prinze thing. That was terrible. He was starting a show with Jack Albertson, Chico and the Man, and he was only 22 on this day in 77 when he self-inflicted gunshot wound. And that was from the previous day. He was really talented.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. A vehicle fire on Highway 41 east of Atascadero blocked traffic in both directions for several hours yesterday. CHP received the report at about 10:30 a.m. near Roadrunner Lane. Both lanes were closed and reopened later at about 1 p.m. City of Atascadero has officially released its 2026 event calendar, allowing residents to plan activities with family and friends. More than 24 events are planned throughout the year. Information about each event, both free and ticketed, can be found at visitatascadero.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Sound Off. Karen will have on Murray Powell. We'll be talking about and this is in capital letters, issues with the Templeton CSD. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. And thank you for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors. The moms and pops small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.